Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Grace Curley Show. It is a beautiful Wednesday here in New England. And I'm realizing every day, every morning, at least every weekday morning, I find myself asking the same question, which is, where do I begin? Especially in this administration. I mean, every day there's plenty of stories, and I just have to kind of look at all of them and look at my stack and say, which one is going to get people the most angry today? And I know that sounds bad, but every person in this administration really is managing to get under American skin, whether it's Janet Yellen, Jen Psaki, Joe
Suck
Biden,
it to me, baby.
Walsh, Marty. It really doesn't matter. The incompetence, Mayor Pete, it's everywhere. And it's not just in the administration. It's also the family of this administration. It's Hunter Biden. I know we didn't vote for Hunter, but there's a lot of reasons based off recent stories, courtesy of the Daily Mail, of course, because that's the only place that you can learn stories about the Biden family is a UK tabloid. And you know what? I'm not going to call it a UK tabloid anymore, because the Daily Mail deserves a little bit more respect. They have been delivering. And sure, do they have some wacky stories? Hell yes. But they have been delivering some serious scoop on Hunter Biden. The only other publication that deserves credit as far as the length they'll go to get these stories and what they'll publish is the New York Post. Michael Goodwin actually had a piece today, you know, where's the New York Post Pulitzer Prize for breaking this Hunter Biden story? And it's a good question. They definitely deserve some credit for reporting on this. We have tons of Hunter Biden to get to. And actually, I could tie in Janet Yellen and Hunter Biden together for this opening so we can kill two birds here. Because when it comes to this huge reconciliation bill spending boondoggle, whatever you want to call it, there's this element of it which people are finally starting to zero in on. And that would be the fact that banks are going to report accounts to the IRS with $600 or more. Now, Nora O'Donnell had an interview with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she asked her about this. And there's a good reason why people are worried about this. The IRS doesn't have a squeaky clean track record. If you care to learn more, just Google Obama IRS Tea Party. And you'll get a ton of results. And then, you know, scroll to the bottom, because the results that Google wants you to look at first will probably be some puff pieces from the New York Times about how it actually wasn't that bad, or conservatives were seizing on those stories. But you can find out what really happened there. And so people are rightfully suspicious, skeptical of the IRS looking into their bank accounts, especially for transactions. $600. I mean, these people can't keep track of anything. They can't get anything accomplished. And yet they're going to concern themselves with $600 or more in transactions. They should really just create a separate unit for MSNBC hosts and call it a day. If they really want to track down tax cheats, they could knock off five or six right there. The MSNBC unit of the IRS. Dun dun. Dick Wolf could have a new show about that. But Janet Yellen, before I even bring out Janet Yellen, I am talking about how there's all these different disasters unfolding with Joe Biden, and that is true. And it's a combination of ineptitude and also just biting off way more than you can chew. These people can't just let anything stay as it is. You know, I saw a story today, and it's a local story, about how Biden is banning commercial fishing in an area off of Cape Cod. And I really started to think to myself, all right, so we have stories about how Hispanic voters are turning on Joe Biden, black voters are turning on Joe Biden. We have more about that later. And that has some sound to it, too. Fishermen, healthcare workers. I started to think, who can't this guy tick off? What can't he do? He's getting everyone angry. And I actually thought Van Jones summarized this pretty well. Can I get the cut, Jared, of Van Jones perfectly describing Joe Biden's administration? Cut 22, please.
The problem is that he put himself in a position where he made big, bold claims about the rest of the agenda. You think this great stuff that we did is good? It's nothing. Wait until this summer when you're going to get all this other stuff. And then he steps on a rake, and then he slips on a banana peel, and then he falls down the stairs with some marbles. And now people are looking at him in a negative light.
All right, I have a correction to make. I'm going to fact check that. I give that four Pinocchios. He did not fall down the stairs. He fell up the stairs going to Air Force One. And he didn't fall once. He fell three or four times.
Come on, man.
If you're going to come out here, Van Jones, come prepared. Come with the facts, please. Words matter. But yeah, in essence, that pretty much sums up what he's been doing. It's just there's so many banana peels everywhere. And this IRS element to it makes me laugh, because if anyone should be having their taxes looked into, it actually should be Joe Biden. But let's first listen to Janet Yellen. This is the same person who told us not to worry about overheating, aka inflation, which, by the way, side note, hit an all-time high. Inflation's up. You know, we were told it was transitory. Inflation was stopping by, and then, inflation, Jared, was really like the Haitian migrants. It was here. It was stopping by. It had other plans. It was moving through.
No intention of staying.
No intention of staying. And then
whatsoever.
Inflation today, much to the surprise of the experts, this was unexpected, as you can imagine, looked everyone in the face and said, like Effie from Dreamgirls, inflation said, I'm telling you, I'm not going. I am not going. Inflation now looks like it's going to be here for a while. Huh? Who would have thought? But Janet Yellen does this interview with Nora O'Donnell, and Nora O'Donnell asks her if looking into transactions of over $600 or more is essentially just like peeking into Americans' pocketbooks. By the way, you don't hear that word every day, pocketbooks. People don't use that as often as they used to. Thank you, Nora O'Donnell, for that throwback. Let's hear what Janet Yellen had to say.
Does this mean that the government is trying to peek into our pocketbooks? If you want to look at $600 transactions.
Absolutely not. I think this proposal has been seriously mischaracterized. The proposal involves no reporting of individual transactions of any individual.
That is false.
Yeah, and I hate to do this, but they're always talking about how this is going to attack the billionaires, you know, and this is really for high earners. She goes on to say that, actually. Let's play that. Let's play this cut. Cut two, please, Jared.
It tends to be among high income individuals whose income is opaque and the IRS doesn't receive information about it. If you earn a paycheck, you get a W-2, the IRS knows about it. But high income individuals with opaque sources of income that are not reported to the IRS, there's a lot of tax fraud and cheating that's going on.
Yeah, she's going to hold all of those $600 transactions made by big billionaires like Jeff Bezos. She's going to hold Jeff accountable. Get down from that spaceship with William Shatner. We have to talk to you about a $750 transaction, you billionaire, Daddy Warbucks. Does anyone really believe that? Of course not. That's absurd. I do have to say, though, I've never really heard her speak before. And I enjoy the sound of her voice. It's soothing. Doesn't she sound like a teacher you had in elementary school? She talks very slowly, but she emphasizes her words. I like her voice. All right, but who Janet Yellen should really be concerning herself with, and I understand this might be uncomfortable, is her boss, the big guy, Joe Biden. So the Daily Mail broke this story, and I want to give the author credit, Josh Boswell. But I'm actually going to read from the Red State kind of breakdown of it, because it's a long story, and I think Nick Arima did a good job of kind of pulling it all together. We will get to this after the break. Two names you want to keep in mind: Hunter Biden and Eric Schwerin. Those names. I know you know the first one, obviously, because it was artwork. How could you forget? It's like Picasso. We don't even need a second name. It could just be Hunter, and we would know who we're talking about. But the second guy, Eric Schwerin, keep that in mind. We will be back. You're going to enjoy this story. It has all of the elements of a Hunter Biden saga. Prostitutes. Secret Service, emails, photos. I was talking to Matt about this yesterday, and Matt is part of the Howie Carr Radio Network, and he's always oftentimes pulling the sound. And he said to me, "What's up with him documenting everything? Why did he take so many pictures?" You get the sense that I don't know if it was the drugs or what, but there is not one moment this guy doesn't have captured. Some of the new pictures I'm seeing, and I said new, not nude, new, are very jarring. I had not seen them yet. Did you see the one with him pulling someone's ponytail?
Yeah. Creepy.
Very creepy.
But I mean, when you're that high out of your gourd, you don't really remember anything, I'm sure. So he just wanted to kind of have a little documentation of the good times.
Yeah, but sometimes documenting things.
Cheese digging out of the rug. Good old days.
Yeah, the Parmesan days. But yeah, Jared, but sometimes documenting things, writing things down can get you in trouble. Just look at John Gruden. You know, sometimes putting things in email is a bad idea. But I guess if you're Hunter Biden, you'll be okay. Although I will say Business Insider is even admitting in a very apologetic headline that it might be time to concern ourselves with the one they call Hunter Biden. We will get to all of this. I think I teased it well enough. If that doesn't keep you hanging on, I don't know what will. We will be right back. It's Wednesday. I'm so excited for another 3 hours of the Grace Curley Show. Don't go anywhere.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. All right, so I've been seeing, you might have noticed in the first segment, I did mention Jeff Bezos because I'm concerned about his transactions that are anywhere over $600. $601, we need to look into that. But I did mention something else, and that is that Jeff Bezos is flying into space again with his cowboy hat on. I really try my best to block out this space race stuff and not pay attention to it. I mean, I think it's great. I'm like Kamala Harris. I'm amazed by the craters and the sun, and I think it's wonderful. But it does feel a little bit juvenile at this point. Like, I'm going to send the oldest person. I'm going to send William Shatner. It's like, I'm going to not care anymore. And that could have been the poll question, is do you care that William Shatner went into space? I mean, Jared, I was talking to you about this. We actually thought of a new segment, which could be things I don't care about. We could find a more clever way to put it. But I see this story and I know I'm supposed to care, but I don't.
My affinity for Star Trek is quite on the record. And I think William Shatner is great. I met him at the Richmond Airport one time in Virginia. Really nice guy. Probably crazy, like everybody says, but with all of my love for that show, for William Shatner, for space exploration, I don't even care.
All right, so I don't
that
feel
he
bad
went
then.
Up. Yeah, I feel kind of bad that they shot a 90-year-old guy on like basically the equivalent of 17 jet engines or whatever. Like, I'm surprised he came back okay. The guy's 90. I know he's insulated, but he's 90.
Yeah, I just have no desire. And I mean, I'm only 29, but if they said to me, oh, we're going to shoot you up into space, I'd take a pass. I'm good here.
I don't know. I might go into space, but this is the equivalent of, let's say, the California lifeguards making David Hasselhoff, you know, a lifeguard for a day because he was in a show about lifeguards. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not real.
No, and it's everywhere, though. It's absolutely everywhere. All right, but that's not the poll question, because I didn't care enough to make it the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Disposal. Affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NausetDisposal.com. That's NausetDisposal.com. The reason I chose this poll question, because it might seem a little out of the blue, is that Fox News today was reporting that there's a little bit of beef happening between Paul McCartney, who I guess is promoting this new book, Hey Grand Dude, and also the Rolling Stones. And
maybe not at the same rate as Biggie's beef.
It's not a huge beef. It's a friendly beef. But I guess Sir Paul McCartney was on with Howard Stern, and he called the Rolling Stones a blues cover band. He said that's sort of what the Stones are. It's not the first time he took a dig at the band either. In April 2020, McCartney claimed during a talk with Howard Stern that he thought the Beatles were better than the Stones. Now, Mick Jagger came out and basically said, we're a different kind of band. We did stadiums. The Beatles broke up before that was really a thing, doing these huge stadium tours. But it all comes to the question. Go ahead, Jared, ask it. I don't want to be in the line of fire.
The
here.
Rock and roll conundrum that has plagued mankind since its inception.
Yes.
Who's better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
I don't even think it's close. I don't even think that it should be hard for people to choose. I firmly prefer the Rolling Stones. And I know what everyone's going to say. You're not even a big fan. Name 10 of their songs. I'm not saying I'm a huge fan, all right? I'm definitely one of those people who I'd buy the T-shirt and I would probably know three of their songs. But if I'm listening and I just have to judge it based off the music, I definitely would choose the Rolling Stones. The Beatles for me is just, it's too, I don't know. It's kind of a downer. What's the results?
56% prefer the Beatles.
Really?
It's a 44 for the Rolling Stones.
I don't know. I like Mick Jagger's vibe, and I like how he dances, and the Rolling Stones get you pumped up, you know? You could listen to them on a road trip and really, really jam out. The Beatles is la 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 da do da ba ba da ba do. I know, I'm going to get hate. I've gotten hate before on this. I understand.
And since
they're overrated. I think they're overrated.
Since Taylor's not here today, I'm obligated to play this in his stead.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles.
This is one of those topics where I bring it up as like a little light segue into the poll question, and then people are going to want to talk about this. That's okay. If you do want to talk about it, we can.
Oh, texts are already rolling in.
Oh, geez. I know. The Beatles have like crazy fans. And I shouldn't be surprised. Isn't that like the first time girls started really crying when they would see an artist? That's been replaced now by Justin Bieber. That's who makes the girls weep.
Justin Beatle.
All right, when we get back, I will continue with this huge Hunter Biden story. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in terms of pure intellectual capacity.
That would be Hunter Biden, the artist known as Hunter Biden.
I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone.
He's the smartest guy Joe knows. And when Joe first said that, we all made fun of him. But after seeing how Joe has mismanaged the country over the past few months, I'm starting to believe that Hunter might actually be the smartest guy he knows. And there's really no other options for him. He has to bounce things off Hunter. And this story that we're going to get to is really interesting, including finding out that they called Jill Mom. Did you know that, Jared?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mom. They have a lot of weird nicknames in this family. We will get to that. But I did want to mention a story, a local story. I'm trying to work in local stories a little bit more because sometimes the day goes by and I realize I haven't even had the chance to get to them. There is a story that's picking up a lot of steam in Massachusetts. A Massachusetts state police sergeant is in intensive care. This is from the Boston Herald. A state police sergeant is in the ICU, and fellow officers say they are more fearful than ever over Governor Charlie Baker's October 17th mandate to be vaccinated or face being fired. But it's not clear what landed the trooper in the hospital. He did get the J&J shot reportedly on Friday. So there is a lot of talk about how this happened. And on a related note, Charlie Baker is deploying. He's taking after Governor Hochul in New York, and he's deploying 250 National Guard members to offset likely staffing shortages at prisons from vaccine compliance layoffs there. And also, I believe, 200 to help schools with COVID-19 testing. Don't even get me into that. I think the testing is such a scam. And I know I'm going to get hate for that, but I've had friends who get COVID and then they just take a bunch of tests until one comes back negative. These tests are so, there's so many false positives, and now they're going to have the kids getting tested for it. And there's really weird rules in New York, just to go off Massachusetts for a second. And I saw Carol Markowitz talking about this, where If a kid tests positive, then the rest of the kids have to quarantine. But if a teacher tests positive, they don't. Like, all of these rules don't make any sense. Not that any of this makes sense. And speaking of COVID hypocrisy, I don't know if people saw the story with Governor Murphy, the New Jersey governor. He was caught red-handed at a teacher union event, and he was maskless despite his mandate. The New Jersey Teachers Union posted the photo and then they took it down. And I love
it's the only choice for somebody like me.
It's the most hilarious thing when this happens. Like, whoever has the governor, or in some cases the acting mayor, with them thinks it's like a great photo opportunity. Obviously, you know, you're excited. And they don't realize that they're about to set off the alarm bells for everyone. And so then they have to take down the picture. You can't take down a photo. The internet lasts forever, my friends. And so people found this out. I mean, it's just, it's one case of a long list of hypocrisy when it comes to these mask mandates. No one's surprised. At least he wasn't at the French Laundry. He was just at some, you know, event, but still. And all right, so now without further ado, let's get to the Hunter Biden of it all. This is from Red State by Nicorama, and there's two people you need to keep in mind during this story. Well, actually, there's a couple of players here. Obviously, we have Mom and the big guy. But the two I want you to focus on is, one, Hunter Biden. If you're not familiar, Hunter Biden is an incredible artist. His work is valued at $500,000. He's a very new artist. He's also a locomotive expert and a Parmesan cheese aficionado, as well as a businessman and an author. What more can I say? Well, there is a lot more, but I don't want to go through his whole LinkedIn. It will take me too long. The other person is Eric Schwerin. Now, Eric Schwerin is, or was, I'm not sure if they still are partners, but he was Hunter Biden's partner at Rosemont Seneca, his business partner. So keep that in mind. When I mention Schwerin, he's Hunter's business partner. But he had a lot more involvement with the Bidens than just being Hunter's business partner. There was a lot of crossover. So I'm going to skip around here, but we're going to read this. Turns out that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden shared bank accounts and paid each other's bills. Again, where's Janet Yellen when you need her? You know, forget about the billionaires. Let's focus on the millionaires. Look into Joe Biden's bank account. They shared bank accounts and they paid each other's bills. So, such a nice family. So generous. So now that the FBI is investigating Hunter's finances, potential money laundering, and foreign business relationships, that may also ensnare Joe Biden. According to the Daily Mail, emails from Hunter's laptop between Hunter and Eric Schwerin, his business partner in Rosemont Seneca, show that Schwerin was working on Joe's taxes, discussing the father and son paying each other's household bills, and even fielding requests for a book deal for the then vice president, as well as managing the donation of Joe's Senate papers to the University of Delaware. That is a hands-on business partner. That Hunter's business partner would be helping his dad with bills and taxes and Senate papers. I hope he's getting paid well. Now, in yet more evidence of the deep commercial relationship between Hunter's firm and the VP's office, this is from the Daily Mail, during Joe's tenure, Rosemont Seneca received special favors from the White House while Joe was in office, including dozens of tickets to exclusive 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue events. Hunter and Schwerin then privately discussed the potential to ingratiate themselves with CEOs of the major banks if they helped arrange the request. Then, if Hunter was paying Joe's bills, as the emails suggest, and they do suggest that, then Joe was personally benefiting from Hunter's business. Hunter said in one of his emails that half of his salary went to his father. Now, some of this will sound familiar, because we have seen a few of these emails before. This was back when it was Russian disinformation, you know, and it couldn't be trusted. When Jack Dorsey would see the story and say, ban the New York Post from Twitter. This is irresponsible. They're trying to mingle in our elections. In a 2019 text to his daughter, Naomi, he wrote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. At least he doesn't sound bitter about it. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Bills Hunter paid for Joe included a $190 a month AT&T phone bill and thousands in repairs on the president's lakeside home in Wilmington. In a 2018 email to one of his own assistants, sorry, it just made me laugh that Hunter has assistants. Hey, get me some Parmesan cheese, stat! Hunter complained that he had been shut out of his own bank account and that his father had been using it. Too many cooks in the kitchen, too many profile changes and such. Happened 10 days ago, too. My dad has been using most lines on this account, which I've, through the gracious offerings of Eric, have paid for past 11 years, he said. Schwerin was constantly referring to paying Joe's bills, saying that Joe had contacted him about Joe's mortgage. He even referred to doing Joe's taxes and getting his tax refund check. This is what he wrote to Hunter. This is Schwerin. He wrote, I was dealing all afternoon with JRB, that's Joe Biden, with JRB's taxes, but solved a big issue, so it was all worth it. Your dad's Delaware tax refund check came today. I am depositing it in his account and writing a check in that amount back to you since he owes it to you. Don't think I need to run it by him, but if you want to, go ahead. If not, I will deposit tomorrow. This all seems by the books, doesn't it? Nothing suspicious here. You know what, Janet Yellen? I take that back. Leave them alone. They've done nothing wrong. FYI, we have a bill for approximately $800 from Bill Morgan for all the work he did for Mom on her taxes, household help, etc. Schwerin wrote to Hunter. I'm going to repeat that because I'm going to need a bigger reaction from Jared. That is a breakthrough. We've called her Jilly Bean. We've called her Dr. J. This is a new one. $800 from Bill Morgan for all the work he did for Mom on her taxes. Why? Okay, so let's say they call her Mom. Why is Eric Schwerin calling her Mom? Why don't you just say your mom? Like, that's like, Jared, if you called your mom Mommy Bear, I wouldn't call her Mommy Bear. I would say, right. Hey, can you ask your mom to make more of those cookies and bring them into work? I wouldn't say, hey, can you ask your Mommy Bear to do that? Why is he taking on the Mom? He's so committed to this.
This is all just, I can't even process most of what is going on right now.
Well, neither can Business Insider. You know,
but shouldn't it be Dr. Mom?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
This is a house of learned doctors.
Schwerin should be ashamed of himself. That is Dr. Mom to you scoundrel. But Business Insider can't get their heads around it either, and they're so worried that they have to deliver this news to their audience, and they don't want to anger all the pink hats, you know, all the people who love Joe Biden so much, the people with the vaccinated gold necklaces. So this is what they write. Talk about burying the lead. Talk about an apologetic headline. This is from Business Insider. Hunter Biden isn't Trump, but what he's up to is bad and deserves your attention, even if you hate Fox News. Took you long enough. You're a few years late to this party, but welcome.
Is that the White House press corps talking right there?
Yeah, does Jen Psaki work for Business Insider? Schwerin wrote to Hunter about the opportunity that posed to connect them with potential future clients. He mentions that Spanish members include CEOs of the major banks, Ambassador Solomon is a big supporter, and JRB went to speak to group in Boca when a senator, he said, having their annual meeting in D.C. in July. And then it goes on. That sure sounds like they wanted to use that connection to help their interests. Perhaps one of the most disturbing emails suggested money for a Russian hooker. This is where I know. This is where people's ears perk up. Sex sells. What can I say? Perhaps one of the most disturbing emails suggested money for a Russian hooker with whom Hunter had a big bender and paid $25,000 to might have been connected to Joe's account. I remember this. I did a reading of Miranda Devine's column from the New York Post about this because the Secret Service officer Robert Savage was involved. He was recently retired. He texted Hunter a warning. He would have to assume you are in danger and commandeer keys to the room if he didn't come out of his $470 per night suite at the Jeremy Hotel in L.A., where he had been holed up with the Russian hooker to whom he wired $25,000. And that's when the Secret Service agent mentioned the Celtics account, and that's what they called Joe Biden. But the reason that that story was so wonderful, there's a few little nuggets in it I loved. But my favorite was that Hunter was using some sort of like PayPal or Venmo, and he did what is really a move reserved for boomers, but probably also affects people who are on drugs. He like did the old double tap, you know, when people get frustrated and they just keep clicking it, hoping it will go through. And instead what happened was he sent $5,000 like five times instead of once. And they all started going through at once. And then he starts panicking and he's calling up the Russian hookers being like, you have to give me that money back. If I'm the Russian hooker, I'm saying, pardon me as I laugh in your face. Yeah, I'm going to give you that money back, you dope. Anyway, that was just a side note. And let's finish this here. The Daily Mail spoke with John Cassera, a former U.S. intelligence officer and Treasury special agent who is an expert in money laundering investigations. Cassera said the public information available was very worrisome, especially in the areas of corruption, and that if Joe didn't occupy the office he holds, a prosecutor would likely be looking into him. But you know what? I remember when Hunter was talking about this investigation into his taxes, and he said something, we'll find the exact cut, but he said something along the lines of, like, I'm certain they'll drop this. And I thought to myself, I'm certain they will too. And I'm not even the smartest man Joe Biden knows, but I'm pretty certain they'll drop this too. We will take your calls on this. We have tons of sound to get to. There's a really, really good sound cuts of a student in Georgia. I don't know why so much of this stuff comes out of Georgia. And she's explaining to the school board committee what life is like in a mask. I think especially parents listening will really appreciate this. But it's always a cool thing to see people finding their voices and standing up and not taking everything lying down anymore. I think people will love that sound. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of the Eden Pure's best-selling products. And now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, I'm very surprised at how well the small units work. I noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did. There's a lot of reasons to purchase this unit, but especially the 3-pack, because what you can do is you can have one in your car. It's always great to have one in the kitchen where you're constantly, you know, cooking, and sometimes you have the windows closed, but you want to keep the air circulating. And it's also a great product to have in a basement because basements can get damp, kind of smelly. But if you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, that prevents anything like that from happening. Right, Jared?
Yes, because really all you have to do is plug it in to wall outlet, or if you got it in your car, it comes with a little USB cable. You plug it into a USB port. You just plug it in, you turn it on, and within minutes, it starts creating a super oxygen in the air. It sends out ions. It ionizes the air, and that's what creates the super oxygen, which gets rid of any odors, pollutants, allergens, nasty stuff in the air, even some viruses, just stuff that you don't want to be breathing, especially if you're in a dusty, damp basement.
And here are some questions I get about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm that I just want to answer quickly. One, yes, it really works. Two, it's very small. It's like the size of a computer charger. Three, it's basically silent. I can never hear it when it's going in my house. I actually have to always like double check if it's on or off because it's just that quiet. And four, it's a great product. It's a great gift. If you want to give it to someone, you're going to get three. So if you want to try one and then let someone else try it. And it's again, these units can sometimes cost up to $600 and they require air filters. They're a lot of work. This is a very easy, lazy product. You can just plug it in and just let it do its thing. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click on my name and use code word GRACE3. I tried it both ways. You can use the number 3 or you can write out the number 3. It should work either way. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
That's not how we were raised. And and look, nobody has said he's done anything wrong. This is a guy who is, has done nothing but good things his whole life. My son and ran the food program, USA, and a whole range of things. But look, it's what it is. We knew it was going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah. But did you know how many pictures your son took and put on his laptop? I mean, that's probably the ugliest part of this, is that he had to document all of his lowest moments. I mean,
that was nothing but good things that he was doing, Grace.
Yes, obviously. Even the prostitutes.
Well, that was the best things he was doing.
All right. Well, I did want to mention another thing here, and that is that Jen Psaki has been talking about, and she talked a lot yesterday. She never misses the opportunity if she thinks she can take a swing at Ron DeSantis. She's punching down. You know, she's supposed to be at the bully pulpit representing the president of the United States, and all she can concern herself with is Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, seem to be doing a decent job governing their states. But one thing she likes to talk about is federal law and how these vaccine mandates. You notice that's happened with COVID. You don't like something and people say, well, it's the law. And you're like, wait a second, how did that become law so quick? I thought when I was little, we had to watch that video. And it seemed like, what's the name of that video? You know where the bill becomes a law?
Schoolhouse Rock.
Thank you, Jared. There seemed like there was a couple more steps besides a couple Karens saying, I'm scared, make it a law. Okay, all set. So she likes to say that things are a law, but what a lot of different publications, including the Federalist, are explaining is that nothing is a law yet. Just because Joe Biden put out a press release telling companies you should force your employees to get vaccinated does not make it so. It does not make it a law. We'll talk more about this when we get back. And we have some great sound from Fulton County in Georgia, a student who is protesting these ridiculous masks. Don't go anywhere. So much more show to get to. It's the Grace Curley Show.